Welcome to the June 13th Finance Committee meeting. It is 6:30. Anybody want to make public participation? Mr. Cooper?
Dr. Gordon?
Yes.
Yes, I got your email today.
Okay.
I did understand what you were saying on May 24th. You were saying that despite my legal rights under the law to be provided with the emails proving that there was political activity going on during school hours prior to the GEAPAC election on May 4th, that you weren't going to release these under the supposed threat that the IEA would sue you. So you made the decision to withhold the documents and deny the FOIA. That was a bad decision, Dr. Gordon, especially in light of your PowerPoint at the last board meeting on transparency and stakeholder relationships. That just makes that just seem, I didn't like it, this is all I've got by it since I've gotten better. That just makes that seem so, I want to say disingenuous, but I don't believe you're disingenuous. So I don't understand where that bad decision making, how that could actually manifest. Who cares what the IEA does? It's legal and it's illegal to not have given that to me. It's immoral to not have given that to me. It kind of looks like Gia and the administration are watching each other's backside. That's what it makes it look like.
Okay. Thank you for your perspective.
I'm good with the minutes. I have one question.
Go for it.
Tuck Pointing and Hadley, did we start that project?
No. We're going to work with Green Associates. And actually, I've contacted a roofer that does that. So.
But that's on program to do this summer? Yeah,
yeah, we just have one area that we need to look at over the janitory, Ken's office area. So we're going to actually next week on there.
Gotcha.
Minutes good then?
Yeah, just a question that came up.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Supplemental pay?
Supplemental pay.
You got something for
I like this
I
committee.
Do. I
like that we're...
supplemental pay committee met back in May and took a look at some proposals that were brought forward to us. The first one is for a cooking and sewing club. And that would be brought in as a group 5 activity, step 2, because there's no step 1 in group 5. We have about 18 to 20 kids participate in the pilot program. We consider that one activity, even though it's two different clubs, because it will meet the minimum hours for a group 5 activity. It does fill a niche that hasn't been fulfilled outside of the school day for our kids, so Supplemental Pay was excited that this was being offered. There's also some limitations in terms of the numbers of kids that can participate due to equipment. Machines.
Can I ask a question on that?
Of course.
Where did we get the equipment?
Pardon? The equipment is already there.
Yeah, where did we get it?
Where did we get it? It's been part of the Family Consumer Science
program.
Yes.
So it's already equipment.
It's existing equipment.
Yes, it's
correct.
Existing equipment we have and that we use
during the day.
For the consumer and family studies.
So it's an extension. So there's no purchase. That's a good question. There's no purchase that needs to go along with this. Mm-hmm. And then for Builders Club, we brought this forward to you back in January to add this to supplemental pay. If you remember, DUCAP was funding it. Via Kiwanis no longer funding it. This club has really been solid at Hadley, and actually they've increased the amount of service that they're doing within the community, which is fantastic. So they have meetings and events practically monthly, including free babysitting during conferences, Toys for Tots, Feed My Starving Children, the Kiwanis Pasta Dinner. So with that, we are proposing, based on an analysis of the proposal, which had the times and the hours on it, moving it from a group 4 to a group 3 for next year. Currently, the sponsors at step 1. Next year, it'll be step 2. So you can see the monetary difference there. So $1,400. And then, just as a reminder, every fall, the supplemental pay does review all of our activities and determine ones that may need to sunset or retire, as we like to say, because they haven't been filled.
So, the Builders Club,
yes.
The only funding it has is for the supervision?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what was funded outside before.
Correct.
For 3 years.
Correct.
And this would be the fourth. Okay.
Correct. And if the finance committee is comfortable with it, I would like to move it for discussion or bring it to discussion for the board. We did put it on the agenda for tonight so that we can get closure.
Let me pull everybody.
We can get closure by the end of June prior to transitioning.
Pretty minimal cost.
Thank you.
And well used, you know, activities.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Thank you.
Click
renewal?
Yep.
We're clicking along.
I am not an expert in insurance, so it goes in one ear and out the other. So
but we'll go over it.
Yeah. Cheryl will make you an expert.
we have an insurance guy on our board, so I refer to him. I use an insurance person for things like this. I guess the only question is why the workman's comp go up exactly? Why not just the global reason why? We're just giving you the report. Mm-hmm. But
Let's still go through the whole presentation. So we're part of a collective liability insurance cooperative. We call it CLIC. It's really very nice here in the state of Illinois. It's so comprehensive coverage. And then as a pool, we can actually have some self-funding as a part of the pool on top of insurance and get some great rates. And then they provide a lot of staff development, and they watch the insurance market and make sure that we have all the up-to-date coverage that sometimes you don't get from private brokers because they don't have experience with a lot of school districts. So in our property casualty pool, there's 178 school district members. That covers 831 school buildings, 507,000 students, and 4,361 vehicles, just to give you an idea of the size. The workers' comp pool is actually 143 member districts, and it's been in existence for 16 years. So actually, we had some pretty good renewal, except for our workers' compensation. Again, in this pool, it's much like our health insurance, where your experience actually kind of determines what your rate will be the next year, and you're banded into groups based on your claims experience, and then your increase will be different from district to district based on that banding. Maybe we've gone through that before with the insurance. It's very similar. So for our property casualty liability insurance, it's a 1.34% increase, which is $1,529 year over year. And for our workers' compensation, it's 18.7%. Sounds like a very large number. That's $33,014. And that is basically due on the claims experience and that banding within the pool. Actual specific claims that I would have to get back to you on about because I wasn't here when we had the claims. Now, that will be claims over several years as they get settled.
And as I said, I defer to Kurt on all this, but my question on the thing that we get when Lori does the health insurance and them. Do you look at our district? Is this the same? And then where do we fall in the top 95 percentile and this and that? Is that how this works?
Yes, right. And so our claims experience exceeded our premium, so we were in a higher banding for a higher rate increase.
Okay. How many claims did we have this past year? Do you know?
I have the data upstairs. I have to put that as Cheryl has mentioned. A lot of times you can have a claim that sits out there for several years waiting for settlement, and the settlement comes through, and then you have a large payment. Mm-hmm. But we track it up in HR. They use a company called Company Nurse. Everybody has the number on the back of their ID badge, so they can call in if there's a work-related injury.
Just the absolute numbers would be good to know.
Yeah, we can pull
five,
that for you.
Five claims in 2012.
Yep.
15. I mean, was there a spike for some reason? And if there was, why did you see a spike one year versus another? That's just the analytical.
How far back would you like to go?
You know, 3 years or whatever. And obviously, if there was none in the last three, then you need.
We have binders on all of them, so I know that they're a client. And I also know that they have that data for us, so we can pull that for you.
Yeah. I'm looking for a pattern.
Sure.
Was there a pattern or was there a spike?
Gotcha.
That's the question. If there's a pattern that you want to check out, is there a pattern that's increasing and why? If there's a spike, what happened? When there was that spike?
And we do get the reports from workers' comp every year in terms of where most of our claims fall. They put it into categories. Slips, trips, and falls is typically our biggest claim category.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of training that Dave does with his custodial staff that's sponsored through CLIC. That assists with that, and over the last couple of years, we've purchased things like more stable ladders for people to use as they're hanging things in their classrooms, and have done some have a triage on it.
Sounds good. Thanks.
We'll pull that date for you.
Appreciate it.
Anything else? With Click? All right, the exhaustive agenda. Kirk, prior to coming in, we did a quick review of supplemental pay, increasing that, I believe the number is $1,400 to both of those groups. Feel pretty good about that, that we're going to move it on to agenda tonight for discussion. Mm-hmm. Comfortable with that?
Yep.
Nothing that sat out there that you felt?
No.
Okay. All right. Any other items we need to be worried about? Or any other pieces for the Finance Committee?
So, Lori, just, I apologize. I was gone for the weekend and playing catch up in my office. But the on the work comp, do we physically bring in, like, anybody from our risk management company? Do they come in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we do an annual. They come in, and actually, two companies come in through inspections, plus the ROE back through all the buildings.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes they just, it's a little overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. They review claims also, and then will actually suggest training to us if they see excessive claims in different areas, so they're watching the claims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's probably Joe's point, to see is there a common, have we seen a common thing? Mm-hmm. Bad lab or
anything. Hate to see you, I'll tell you what we're looking for at my office. It's a little different.
Questions, open questions.
Yep.
I ask them.
Just yep, please.
As we go into this summer projects, is there a way we can just get updates? Like I asked one at the beginning of Hadley, because in the summer months we don't need July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the past I've done, like, I'll just send out like a weekly update or something.
Yeah.
Like that, where we're at.
I think
we're in full.
Full mode.
We're going.
Yeah,
yeah.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Every other week's fine.
Yeah.
For me, you want to be out there doing what you need to do, overseeing, supervising, all that good stuff. So as long as if there's something that happens that's what we call extraordinary, if you hit contingency or something like that, then just a quick update on it. But outside of that, normal updates of every twice a month, once in the middle, once at the end, or however you see fit based on your schedule, would be great.
You want that going for fall?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just put it in the weekly update.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Coming through, Paul, through a weekly update. Or,
yeah.
You know,
anything like big, we'll get out right away. But the normal stuff.
Yeah. Do you want to do the Lincoln?
Back? Yeah.
So we, during the school year, we found out that in the ladies' bathroom in the teacher's lounge, we've got an underground pipe issue where when they let in the joint, it was standing upright. When they laid it in the ground, the lead kind of oozed into the pipe. And over the years, the lead's broken pretty now, and it's plugging the pipe. So we had to dig up both floors and both bathrooms to do the underground. So we're kind of in the middle of that. So we waited until school got out, though, because we got two big holes. They had to go underneath the wall, and it's a big hole in there. So we're working on that repair now.
Do you have an estimated budget?
We're looking probably, I would say, between maybe 3,500 and 5, somewhere around there. And we're not going to rip out all the tile. I think we're just going to try and match it as close as we can, because it's about one-third of the flooring that's been removed. So we'll just put a little border in there.
How old is the old tile?
It's probably from the 50s.
And you're going to try to match it?
Yeah. Well, it's board tile.
When you squint.
We're going to dim the lighting.
Yeah, but the one on the strip.
I mean, they're just 4x4 tile, 4x6 tile, so we'll make it look good.
Thanks.
Anything else? Dave? Anything?
No, everything's
okay.
Going along well. So.
All right. Thank you very much.
Board members, we good?
Yep.
All right. We'll stop the Finance Committee here at 6:44.